Ruah She'eni Yashin. Now this is the contrast, right? This is to say that by Shua, it can be a Davar She'ein by Mamish, because the person who bans himself is a Yesh by Mamish. So Shua She'eni Yashin, guy says, I swear that he won't sleep. She'eni Medaber, the guy says, he swears that he won't talk. She'eni Mahalach, that he won't walk, go somewhere, Usher. That is a valid Shua Midaraisa. And he would be over two Lazim, by the way. But Shishavu Bishmi LaShakar, if he violated it, he swore falsely, the lav and the Torah, and layachol devarai. He would get two lavin, and if he was warned by both, he would be chayav two sets of malchus.
What's the two things?
Layshavu bishmi lashaker, did not swear falsely. He swore falsely. He didn't keep his shvua. He said he wouldn't sleep, and he slept. He would said he wouldn't walk, and he walked. And layachol devarai. He also broke his word. The same lav by neder applies to shvua. The Torah said, if you make a neder or a shua, layachol dvarai. So you get a lav there, two lavin, which would mean two sets of malchus, if he was warned about both of them.
The shua one is because he said Hashem's name, right?
That's the machlokes rishayim, whether Hashem's name is necessary or not. I mentioned that earlier in the week.
That's what we said just now.
The pasuk says, "Lashisavu bishmi lashakar." Machlokes rishayim, whether bishmi means you have to mention Hashem's name.
But it says
again, this, so what am I supposed to do? You want to learn the Rishayim now? We'll learn the Rishayim now. We can go back to days of Midal, the Ron speaks about it. But that's the Machlokes, whether you need the name of Hashem to work or not. It might work as a Yad, not as a Shua, but it's the same love. It doesn't make a difference.
It's called a Shua
Shav. Sheker. Shav means there's a difference between a Shua Sheker and a Shua Shav. Now, there's a Sheker would be that he didn't. Well, either he lied at the time of the Shua, or he lied, he made the Shua into a lie later on. This is a sugi in Shuas. There is a Tana that says that you're not over this love because at the time of the Shua, it wasn't false. He holds you're only chayiv if you say, I ate, or didn't eat, or I slept, or didn't sleep, and it's false as you say it.
On the past?
On the past. He holds that there's different law for the future. But that's not the point. I'm going now to shine him here to speak out to Lavin. It's a Shavu Bishmi LaShakar and LaYachol Dvarai. Back to the Mishnah. Carbon LaYachalach. The guy says, what I don't eat is a carbon. So everybody would agree that that's mutter. What I don't eat is a carbon. What I do eat is not a carbon. If you don't do B'chal Leifers, there's nothing lesser here. The person did not ask for himself in anything. He said, what I don't eat is a carbon. It's fine. So fine. Zuck the Rush. Carbon by Echolach Mutter, Milta the Mshiti. Simple.
That's not an answer to why he brings it.
Ella. We like to give the Rishayim a chance. Ella, Shubidach Nakte. Because of the other cases, so he mentions this case as well. Tanoim do that. They want to give you a series of cases. So they start with a case that has zero Kiddush in it. And from the rest of the Mishnah, you'll see that it's Rameir.
That's a Lashon Shvua that he just did?
No. This is Neder. Why did the Mishnah go back and forth? I'm not sure. It bothered me also. I didn't even see anybody address it. I don't know. Because the next Mishnah is also about Shvua. It's contrast Shvua and Korban. I'm not sure. HaKorban Shaycholach. Now, ha carbon doesn't mean a netter. Ha makes it a mechaye carbon. We had this gemara earlier at the end of the first perik. Guy says ha carbon. He's swearing in the life of a carbon. That's what it means. Don't ask me why those words mean that. But the gemara explained earlier that ha carbon is a means of swearing by the life of a carbon, which is a meaningless shua. The word ha turns it into a swearing in the life of the carbon. Dr. Ashtrash. Now this language is the way a guy swears in the life of a carbon. There is no shua in the life of a carbon. It's a meaningless shua, and therefore it means nothing.
What's the difference between the life of a carbon and a carbon?
Carbon, la'yachalach, is saying that, shaychalach, whatever it is saying what I eat should be like. And ha carbon, shaychalach, is saying I swear by a carbon. Now, why is ha mean different than carbon? I said I can't answer that question.
I'm not, whatever it is, it's
One is a way of answering the food, and one is a way of swearing that he won't eat it by using the life of a carbon, which is a meaningless way of swearing.
So the doctor and I were bothered last night and today. The life of a carbon, why is that not a valid carbon? A valid nether?
Because he didn't make a nether, he made a shvuah. The life of a carbon is a way of swearing, not a way of making a nether. Again, it's not a meaningful, it's a meaningless shua, but that's what he tried to do. Again, see, we're trying to put ourselves into their language. The Gemara is telling us that hog carbon is a way of swearing, not of making a nether. That's, I don't know why they talk that way.
The problem is because it can't be a nether, but is it because you...
Ha means shua. Hog carbon does not mean nether. He doesn't mean to make a nether. That's not what the words say.
It's not a fish food either.
Right, so it's nothing. So it's mutter.
What does that mean?
I swear by the life of Parai.
And he's dead.
Well, when it was said, Chai Parai, he was alive.
So
not that it makes a difference, it's a meaningless rule.
But he said, what do you mean, who said that?
Yosef.
Yosef said it, right?
Which means he didn't make his shvuah. He was swearing them meraglim. You think he meant to say them meraglim? He knew they weren't meraglim. They thought he was a serious shvuah. They didn't know that he holds a parai like nothing. They thought he thought parai was a deity. And that would be a good shvuah. They didn't know Yosef was Yosef. He didn't mean to swear, but he was going to swear falsely to them meraglim. Chai parai ki meraglim atem. I swear by Parah, you're a miraglum.
That's invalid?
It's nothing. It's meaningless. Swearing by Parah is meaningless.
But you swear by the life of Parah.
Which means it's meaningless. Exactly, it's meaningless. It's not a way of swearing.
Is there such thing as Hashem?
It's not Hashem, it's Parah.
Not in this case, but it's just not.
When you say Hashem's name, you don't have to say Chai Hashem. You just say Hashem's name. Hashem is eternal.
Every human being is
nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. They thought that he viewed Parah as a deity, and that it would be a good shvuah. They didn't know that Yosef was one of them. They thought Yosef was another of Yisra'el Mitzrayim. And that's why he used Chai Parah, because he didn't mean the thing he said. Just frightening them. Yes, Doctor?
Actually, just got one of the things I was going to say, which is, if I recall correctly, the Mefarshim on that pasuk at that site say that he deliberately said something which was meaningless to mislead them.
Right, exactly. That's what I just said.
Exactly. But the other thing is, as far as Hakorban, the difference between Korban and Hakorban is that Korban is a general state which is not specified on something. Hakorban, anytime you use the word the or a, that means a specific thing.
Again, so I'm not going to argue with you because I don't know, but I don't know exactly the difference.
Question. It's not an argument yet. Did any of the Mefarshim on that say that, mention the case, if there was a carbon directly in front of him?
I didn't see anybody say that.
Okay.
I have one more question. We talked about things like Lashon B'nai Adam. So Yosef's brothers thought that that was a real shvuah.
So what we do?
Yosef was the only one who knew.
It doesn't make a difference. He didn't say a shvuah. He made a meaningless shvuah. Okay, I don't want to get involved in Chumash now, but Huk, Parchai, Parai was a meaningless shvuah.
But they did not understand.
So who cares what they understood? Lashem Le'adam doesn't mean that five people in front of him think that way.
It was a very limited amount of people spoke Hebrew.
He didn't speak Hebrew. He spoke Egyptian.
That's true.
Right. Loy carbon loy aichalach mutter. Now this requires mechlal about the shemayah hain, right? And the mayor doesn't hold of mechlal about the shemayah hain. Therefore, it's mutter. This is the part of the mishnah that's like the mayor should not be a carbon, but I don't eat. The inference is should be a carbon, but I do eat. But the mayor doesn't hold of inferences. Now the rush is gairis here la carbon, not loy carbon. And he says, again, la means loy, so you need an inference. And Rameir doesn't hold that inferences. Let's read it inside. La korban lo yechulach. Notice the Rush doesn't say loy. He says la. Lashminan, the shani le Rameir ben le korban bishva, ben la korban bepatach. As the Gemara will explain, if you would say le korban lo yechulach, we had Rav Abba quoted multiple times already, le korban yehei, lefichach lo yechulach. La korban, we don't say that. Now again, the Mefarshim speak out, and this contradicts the Rush back on Yud Aleph and Beis that said that la korban lo yecholach, Rameir would agree that you do say meklal la vata shemayin. So according to that Rush, you would have to be gairus loy korban, not la korban. By la, you would say it. That's what the Rush said in Yud Aleph and Beis. We had a contradiction in Rush already. So this is going like the other Rush because there were two terutzim of the Gemara there. The second teretz didn't hold of that Rameir. So therefore, just pointing out that if you chazer, you get to your album and base, and you get here, and you see a contradiction, it is a contradiction, and because there was a second teretz there, and the Rush is operating on the basis of the second teretz, like he had a different Rush we had before.
So when the Gemara is going to say the main riots from the Sefer, right?
The main point of the Mishnah is the Sefer.
Meaning that's the main riot from Meir. That's the riot from
that
Meir.
The Mishnah is like a Meir.
Yeah, that's the third.
The third case. Now, first the Gemara is going to say a different point than a third mayor. We'll start right now. Zok the Gemara. Mani Masnitsa. Who is the Tana of the Mishnah? Ilema Rameir. It has to be Rameir. The Rabbi Yehuda. Leshana Le Karban, Leshana Le HaKarban. Rabbi Yehuda does not differentiate. He holds that Karban Le Yechalach also doesn't work without the Kaf. You remember? Rabbi Yehuda said you need Karban. Karban is a Shvuah. It's not an eder. Carbon is chayy carbon. So him, there's no difference between carbon and hot carbon. And our Mishnah differentiates between carbon and hot carbon. That means not going like the Yehuda, right? Aim a seifa. But let's go to the seifa. La carbon lo yaychalach mutar. But tanan, la carbon lo yaychalach Rameir Eiser. We had a Mishnah that said Rameir says it's usher by la carbon lo yaychalach. Now we're leading this Mishnah, la carbon lo yaychalach mutar. It's a contradiction. This Mishnah is Rameir. The last sentence says Mutter, and Rameir said elsewhere that it's Aser. Avraham Rababa, not the Kaimer, the Karban Yehei, the Fiyach Lo Yecholach. And for the Gemara like Kasha, Ha the Amar, the Karban, Ha the Amar, either La Karban, or Loi Le Karban, Le Havi Karban Kama. There's a difference between a Shva and a Patach. If you say Le Karban, Le Yecholach, Rameir says it means it should be a Karban, therefore I won't eat. That's why it's usher. But if he says la carbon lo yaychalach or loy carbon lo yaychalach, that's saying should not be a carbon what I don't eat. That needs inference. Rameir does not hold of inference.
Reb Abba, which we quoted before, I think, 150,000 times, did he say his shtikul Torah by la or by le?
By la.
By le.
La. That's what the Gemara just said. The Gemara understood that our Mishnah is la. It's the same case. Zog to Gemara, no, our Mishnah is not law, it's law.
Abba said Ishtikul Torah.
He said it on law. He said it in a previous Mishnah.
He said it on a, by law, right?
Right.
But now we're saying that he said it by law.
No, we're not.
The Havamina was he said it by law, right?
Again, the Havamina did not differentiate between law and law. It said, but it sounds the same to me. And for the Gemara, there's a difference between Allah and Allah.
So le carbon means two carbon, and therefore...
Le carbon means, period, therefore, and that's why it's usher. La means no carbon. So therefore, you have to make an inference. We don't do inferences, according to a mayor. Dr. Mishnah writer. Shul lo yaychalach. The guy swears he won't eat.
Not
Rameir? It is Rameir. It's la carbon. Again, there was a previous Mishnah that said Aser. This Mishnah says Mutter. The Gemara viewed it as a contradiction. The Gemara, and this is Rameir, this Mishnah. And there is also a mayor. So the answer is, if he says le carbon, Remeir says it's usher. If he says la carbon, Remeir says it's mutter.
Because no inferences.
Because no inferences, correct. A guy swears, I won't eat from you. Okay? So it's Asr. What's the Chiddush? Zakhtar at Rosh. Shvur lo yachalach. V'lo yaminim b'chaya shvur kamishtaba. We don't swear, he means to say, I swear in the lifetime of the shvur. Because I mean a b'karben, b'minchalau, b'perikama. Mishim the shvur left b'mashasha. Can't swear in the life of a shvur. You can't mean that because it's not tangible. You swear in the life of something, you're using something tangible. And therefore, obviously he means to swear, not by the life of a shvur. I would have never thought he meant by the life of a shvur, but the Rush is trying to say he doesn't mean that because you don't swear by a non-tangible. You don't even try to swear by a non-tangible.
But there's definitely
shvur
and
hashvur? No. Who said that? Not that I know of. Yes. Because again, by ha-carbon, it's a tangible. So you might be swearing by the life of the carbon. Ha-shvua, you can't be swearing by the life of a shvua because it's a non-tangible. Nobody swears by a life of a shvua. It's not an expression. People do swear by the life of something tangible. It doesn't work, halakhically. But it is a way of people expressing themselves. Whereas nobody expresses themselves by the life of a non-tangible. Non-tangibles don't have a life.
If he says, shvua, that my mouth will not eat you.
He doesn't need that.
My mouth is tangible.
Again, that's making neder. That's shayla shvua b'lash and neder. Bezim and Bez, we spoke out of Machloikis Rishaynim. If you say Shvua, the wrong terminology, is it a Neder, is it a Shvua, how it works. But we're not dealing with that now. All we're saying is that a guy does not swear by the life of a Shvua. Nobody expresses themselves that way. Even people who swear by the life of Parai and by the life of a carbon, that's because it's a tangible. So they can think that that's a shvua. It's not. But by the life of a shvua is a non-tangible, just not, people don't talk that way. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense with a tangible other, but that's because halacha says it doesn't make sense. But here, it just doesn't make sense a way of expression.
But he thinks it works.
Doesn't make a difference. He has to express himself. No, he doesn't think it works. Nobody thinks that a non-tangible is a way of making a shvua.
Well, why not?
Because it's a non-tangible. What does it mean, the life of a shvua? Can you please explain the words?
We don't know what's tangible up until today.
What?
We always think, up until we just learned this, I would have said the life of a shvua.
What do you mean, the life of a shvua? It's not alive,
it's
dead.
By a neder.
Again. A carbon is alive. Parai is alive. Shvua is not alive. It's just not. It must mean that nobody said. What?
I understand. What
you're
between that shvua and the yashik.
Again, we're contrasting ha shvua and ha carbon. Ha carbon did not mean a netter because he used the word ha. It's a contrast.
The first thing,
right? The guy swears he won't eat.
That's valid.
It's valid. All these three are valid. The Mishnah is saying they're all valid to us. We're trying to say what the Chiddush is. It's a contrast. We're contrasting what we said about carbon to what we say about shvua. One thing I can say is when a person claps al chait tomorrow afternoon and on Shabbos, he's going to think about when he gets to the lashon he'll appreciate language now that we learn Masechtas Nedar. How every word has a meaning. Every word is meaningful.
Hashvua doesn't work by Hashvua because it can't land on.
So it must mean, because people never use that word, that he's swearing, not swearing by the life of Hashvua. It's just Shvua plain. The guy swears he won't eat. That works. If he swears Hashvua that I won't eat, it also works. Because he can't mean anything else. If people would swear by the life of Hashvua, then you could say Hashvua is not a way of swearing. Because he's swearing by the life of Hashvua, which is meaningless. But he's not doing that because nobody talks about a non-tangible that way. If he says, "What I'm not swearing about what I don't eat," right? It's usher. Why? You need inference. And the mayor doesn't hold of inference. But it's a Gemara in Masechta Shavuos that says that the mayor doesn't hold of inferences in anything that pertains to money or items of value. But when a thing pertains to Isser, nothing to do with an item, person, then the mayor agrees that we say, B'chol lav atishameyeh. That's what the Gemara says in Shua. Therefore, and the Rush explains here, that the reason for that is Shua more severe. And therefore, a mayor agrees by Shua. Shua is the much more severe than Neder. The Torah takes Shua much more seriously than Neder. They're both serious, but one's more serious. And therefore, the Gemara says in Masechta Shavuos that by neder and by money things, or Mary doesn't hold the references. But by Isser, pure Isser, the mayor holds up his inferences. A Shavua is a pure Isser. It's the person, the item is a secondary thing. He's banning himself. Therefore, the mayor agrees to inferences. So here, the mayor would agree to inference. I want to do the Rush. What I'm not eating is not a shua. Even Rameir agrees. And the Rush is saying shot in the Gemara in Shavuos, because Shavuos is more severe. So here Rameir would agree you say Mechlal Lav. That's the contrast between Shavuos and Karpet. Yes, doctor.
Is the difference in stringency between Shavuos and that, or
Derisa. Anyway, this is so difficult to understand. I didn't find this Gemara so difficult to understand. I'm trying to figure out what's bothering everybody. Anyway, we're stopping here. Tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock.